السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Haifa, Irbid Regional Railway Project with the Jewish Entity exposes the regime's lamentation lies over Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and the rejection of the Trump deal. The series of conspiracies against the Ummah, Jordan, and Palestine continue through the media's discreet and misleading practices of the regime in Jordan on installing its relations with the Jewish Entity to emphasize each time in its pursuit in the strategic relations with this deformed entity, its empowerment and recognition as a state, and close cooperation to make it a regional economic power under the umbrella of the Kafir American colonialism. The Minister of Transport, Dr. Khaled Walid Saif, have disclosed to Jefra News that his ministry has completed the rehabilitation of previous studies and plans for the Haifa Railway Project, linking Jordan and the Arab countries with occupied Palestine. He added, quote, "Soon the ministry will receive those wishing to invest in the railway projects from different countries and nationalities. There is no veto on any investor," end quote. Jefra News, February 5th, 2020. This project, with its first phase, which is called Haifa Irbid, according to plans, the railway project will link between the cities of Haifa in occupied Palestine, Irbid, Jordan, and later Anbar in Baghdad and the Arabian Gulf, is a Jewish project announced recently by the Minister of Transport and Intelligence in the Jewish entity, Israel Katz, during the International Transport Conference that was held in the Omani capital, Muscat, on November 6, 2018. Where he said, quote, "This line will extend to the Sheikh Hussein crossing, Jordan-Israeli border, and it will go south to the Al-Jalameh crossing in the West Bank, so that the Palestinians can link with it to export and import goods through the Haifa port and also towards East Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf states," end quote. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Jewish entity later revealed the railway project for, quote, "promoting regional peace," end quote, which was presented by Foreign Minister Israel Katz during his recent visit to the Emirates, July 1, 2019. And the ministry explained on its page that, quote, "the valley train that runs between the towns of Haifa and Beit She'an, which was built on the historical track of the Hejaz Railway and opened again in 2016, will be extended to the Jordanian border to the Jordanian River border crossing, Sheikh Hussein Bridge." The ministry said that a large and contemporary land freight port will be established in Jordan that will transport cargo to all countries of the region, which, quote, "will contribute to boosting the Jordanian economy to a large extent," end quote. Jordan Joe 24, July 26, 2019. David Ignatius said in the Washington Post on May 11, 2017, quote, "Katz has presented his plan to President Trump's envoy to international negotiations, Greenblatt, as Katz seeks to win the support of America," end quote. Indeed, it is America that seeks the projects that it works to achieve through the Jewish entity, and the acceptance of the rulers of Muslim countries in the Gulf and the Middle East fall into the strategy of exclusive control of the enormous wealth such as Eastern Mediterranean gas and securing the passage of oil from the Gulf. So the assistant U.S. president and special envoy for international negotiations, Jason Greenblatt, considered the scheme as, quote, "supportive of American efforts," end quote, referring to the U.S. peace plan known as the, quote, "deal of the century," end quote. In the Manama conference, Jared Kushner presented the economic part plan for the Trump deal related to Jordan, in which it was stated that $1.825 billion were allocated to support the proposed national railway project from Jordan to develop a regional rail network, and it is expected that it will include a railway linking Amman to Aqaba and the possibility of extending the additional railways to the Arabian Gulf. Oman Net, June 26, 2019. It is clear from the previous evidence that this project is a marketing to the Jewish entity, by using and exploiting your Jordanian mediation to facilitate the penetration of the Arab political and economical depth, which cannot be carried out without it. It is the strategic link for the planned project, and due to the seriousness of the project, it is being implemented on the ground without drawing people's attention to avoid stirring resentment and popular rejection for all relations with the Jewish entity. Enormous expropriations took place over the proposed railway track on the pretext of public benefit and was referred to in the King's meeting with former prime ministers, where the phrase "railway with a regional dimension" emerged implicitly when he was talking about a massive railway project that Jordan is betting on in order to become an, quote, "important logistical focus," end quote, in the movement of the freight and transit trade at the level of the relationship between the Middle East and Europe. And the project is much larger than what landowners in northern and eastern Jordan think, whose properties have been acquired for millions of dinars in the name of public benefit. Al-Quds Al-Arabi, March 11, 2019. O people, do not be fooled by the slogans you hear, marches they organize, and the chants they raise. How can Al-Quds Jerusalem be a red line and yet import stolen gas from the Jewish entity? How can we demand the two-state solution and reject the Trump deal when both are surrendering and a forbidden concession, at a time when the Trump deal is rejected in angry popular and parliamentary activities, we are talking about activating a railway project with the entity of the enemy, the Jewish entity, linking Haifa, passing through Jordan, and an extension of both Iraq and the Gulf states to achieve the enemy's strategic interest in extending to the depth of Muslim countries. No, by Allah, these rulers are the same type as Jewish entity and of their masters in America and Europe, the enemies of the Ummah, who could not have controlled the Ummah except by betrayal of these rulers.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are, in fact, allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Indeed, Allah guides not the wrongdoing people. Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. O our people in Jordan, what the Ummah seeks, as it is mobilized due to the actions of the Jews and their attacks that have not stopped since their occupation of Palestine, and what fuels its anger and indignation at Trump's despicable deal, is not what its rulers seek, and they see that the regime speaks only what suits its interests and not interests of the country and the people. These consecutive surrendering projects with the Jewish entity are carried out in secret and in public, indicate only the strategy of subordination and cooperation with the Jewish entity, whatever it does. It has become clear that the Jordanian regime does not work for you or for the sake of elevating your affairs and achieving your aspirations, and that it is not loyal to you, but rather it is in a valley and you are in another valley. It is in the valley of the Kufr British and American colonial and the Jewish entity. And its devotion is to them. And you are with Allah and His Messenger and the community of believers. You are eager to fight the Jewish entity, eradicate them from their roots, and expel their leaders from Muslim countries in compliance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be aware of the regime's games that it has practiced for decades secretly by the deception and lying, as it did with the gas agreement, until it was implemented. Indeed, it rejects stating what it is implementing on the ground. Therefore, there must be a sincere and conscious stand against the implementation of these American Jewish colonial projects, which part of it has materialized on the ground and are part of the Trump deal projects, which the regime and the media men still raise the slogans of outlet by rejecting them. Let this be a stand of glory and dignity that Allah and His Messenger are pleased with by dropping such projects and categorically rejecting them. Foremost of which is the railway project. The projects categorically rejected them. The foremost of which is the aforementioned railway project that makes Jordan an opening gate to achieve the political and economical interests of the colonial kafir. In addition to working to cancel the umbrella of these surrendering projects, which is the ominous Wadi Arabi Agreement. O Honorable Ummah, there is no doubt that the radical solution to these tragic conditions that the Ummah suffers from is the return of the Khilafah, Caliphate State, that protects Islam and best implements it and leads armies to liberate all of Palestine and expels the influence of the West and eliminates the tools of its empowerment in Muslim countries. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be fulfilled soon, Allah willing. And until then, you must work to abort all the projects that the rulers are seeking to conclude with the Jewish entity. In addition to your work to establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, with its workers and support them.
وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ.
And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. Al-Hajj, Ayah 40. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah Jordan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.